Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Chiefs right now are 2-2. They have four games before they play the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, a nice, easy number that we all can wrap our heads around. These are the four teams that they play in the month of October. They play Jacksonville on Monday night. That's their only road game. And then the Chiefs have three straight games at Arrowhead. Detroit, Las Vegas, and the Commanders on Monday Night Football. What do you think the Chiefs' record is going to be heading into the Bills game? There are five possible choices: 2-6, 3-5, 4-4, 5-3, 6-2. I think they'll be 5-3. I don't want to be pessimistic, but I just got to give you guys my opinion. I think the Chiefs lose either on Monday night or to the Lions. I think they lose one of those two games. I'm not 100% convinced that their offense is fully back. I think that the Jaguars have one of the more tenacious defense take the football away. I actually think Detroit's the best team in the NFC. I know what the Eagles' record is. I think the Lions are better and a more complete team than they are. And if that game turns into a shootout, I think the Lions have the ability, A, to keep up with Kansas City in a way that Baltimore couldn't. I also think that Detroit's defense is just better than their team. So I think the Chiefs lose one of these next two games. I think they take care of business at home against Vegas. I think they take care of business at home against Washington. I think they're 5-3, trending in the right direction. They've got Rashee Rice back, and they're heading into their most important game of the season. So I voted 5-3 in this one, and I would say if you're 5-3 through your first eight games, you got through a lot of the injuries, suspensions, and a lot of the things that happened in the first half of the season. You now put yourself into a really good spot with Buffalo and then a bye week to really get going in the second half.
Me and you see this thing similarly. I think they're just going to handle Vegas when that comes up. I'm not worried about it. But I think they'll be 5-3 at the end. And the way I looked at it is between the Jags, who I think we haven't really delved into the Jags because Monday Night Football and all those reasons, the Jags are a little saltier than I think people think. I think people think Trevor Lawrence is overrated. It's a first-year coach. They're still the Jags. Like, they have no fan base. They don't really have, like, it feels like it's all propped up smoke and mirrors. But they are a better team this year than people think. And then the Commanders, who are supposed to get Jaden Daniels back this week, so we presume he will definitely be back by the Chiefs game on Monday night in Arrowhead when the Commanders take on the Chiefs. I think in those three games, the Chiefs go 2-1. I think maybe they lose the Jags and they bounce back and beat the Lions. Maybe they beat the Jags but lose the Lions, then take care of business against Commanders. Maybe they do something I don't foresee coming. They go 2-0 against the Jags and Lions, but then Jaden Daniels just balls out and they can't stop him because he is one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, and he goes out and wins the game. But I think in those three, which are the difficult three in this four-game stretch, I think they are going to go 2-1. So I have it 5-3 at the end of this thing, which, if you had told me in week one, hey, the Chiefs are going to be 5-3 at the end of going into Buffalo, I would have taken that. I still think you're probably a game and a half back of Buffalo at that point for the number one seed, but you're very, very, very much in it for everything if you're 5-3 at that point this season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, 5-3 to me is just a really good spot, especially when you look at the teams and the fact that you have kind of had to fight with one hand behind your back for a large portion of the season. Like, I don't really know how good Jacksonville is. Like, I think this is a – I think Monday to me is more about Kansas – or it's more about Jacksonville than I think it's about Kansas City. For Kansas City, I've seen the Chiefs win that game 50 times in Patrick Mahomes' career. This is the upstart team that feels good about itself in the first month of the season. We, as the public, don't really know how good they are, and they got a chance to prove to us. But on the flip side, now, I know people will laugh at this comment. This would be one of the bigger regular season wins in the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars organization.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If they win this game. Home game, Monday night, defending three-time AFC champion to go to 4-1. They don't have a lot of those seasons in Jacksonville. They've never been to a Super Bowl. They've just never done any of those things. So I'm kind of looking at this of like, I'm really interested to see how good Jacksonville is and if they can prove that they can be in this conversation. This is much more perception changing to me for Jacksonville than I think it is for Kansas City. We all know what the Chiefs are at this point, and we've all kind of, I think, established that we're not really going to evaluate them until after the Rashee Rice suspension. We will evaluate the Jacksonville Jaguars if they can figure out a way to get a win on Monday night.
I don't know the game is going to go like this, but I think you'll understand my comparison for the Jags are. And again, we have plenty of time to talk about the Jags. For Jacksonville, I imagine this game feels like that 2015 Monday night game against the Patriots did for Chiefs fans. Remember, the Chiefs were good in 2014, excuse me. Remember that game? It was the day before the wild card game. The Chiefs went out and they throttled Tom Brady and the Patriots and famously Bill Belichick's that were on to Cincinnati after the game. That was a regular season Monday night football win for the Chiefs over the Patriots. If you ask 30 NFL franchises, hey, who did the Patriots lose to that led to the run to Cincinnati? They wouldn't know. But for Chiefs fans, that was a statement that we aren't just some flash in the pan. We are a real franchise again. We got Andy Reid. We can compete and we can take care of business against the bully in the AFC. If you're a Jags fan, all dozen of them down there, you got to think to yourself, this is what that is. We have a chance to have the bully of the AFC come down to where we are hometown, and we're going to show people we're more than just schedule driven. We're more than just some plucky underdog story. We are a legitimate team in the NFL, in the AFC, new coach, our quarterback's revitalized. We're going to show the world. That's kind of how it feels. Now, I don't think it's going to go like that Monday Night Football game went for Chiefs and Patriots, but I imagine if we polled people in Duval County, that's how they feel about this game coming up on Monday.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. You guys are crazy. Jacksonville's not beating the Chiefs. I mean, I'm picking the Chiefs to win the game. I probably would pick the Lions to beat them if I'm just looking ahead a little bit and why I think they're going to be 5-3 heading into the Bills game. But I don't want to just completely blow over the game against Jacksonville. Not for a team that has shown a great ability to turn the football over. Not for a team that has shown you an ability to get to the quarterback and a team that can run the football successfully. I really think that, I guess, your feeling about the next two games really comes down to how much do you believe in the offensive output that Kansas City gave on Sunday? And if you are one of the people that believe that the Chiefs' offense is back, then you think they're winning these next two games. Because if their offense is back with that defense that they have, they will win both of these games. I'm not completely sold on the offense. So I'm going into one of these two games where, hey, are you going to fall into some of the same problems? Are you going to be able to protect Patrick Mahomes? Are you going to be able to run the football successfully? Are you going to be able to get enough? So I still have those questions about the Chiefs offense. They can get answered by going out and continuing to play well, but just the one-off against the 31st ranked defense in the National Football League, that has not gotten me to completely erase all of my thoughts about their offense. So I think that one of these next two games is just going to end up being a lot closer, a lot more uncomfortable than maybe anticipated. So I've got them 5-3 heading into the Bills game. You guys let me know what you think. 913-586-7965. The Chiefs have four games before they play the Buffalo Bills. They have two games before they get back Rashee Rice. What do you think the Chiefs' record is going to be heading into Week 9 on the road at Buffalo? I'm picking 5-3. I think they lose one of these next two games. I think they lose to either Jacksonville or Detroit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.